So tonight we will have a special class on this wonderful song by Narottam Das Thakur, Lalasa Mayi, longing for the direct service of the Lord. So in this connection, Narottam Das Thakur, he sings, Gorongo bolite habe pulakashari hari hari bolite nayani babaini arkobe nitai chandir Karuna hoive Sanshara bhashanamur Kabe tucha habe Vishaya chodiya kabe Shudahabe mana Kabe ha maherabo Shri Vrindavana Rupa Raghunatha Pade Hoi Beyakuti Kabe hama bhujabase Jugala Piriti Rupa Raghunatha Pade Rahumara Asha Pratana Koro Yesada Narottamada. So Narottam Das Thakur, he is praying that when will my eyes become decorated with tears of love? Hari Hari Bolite Nayane Babini. When will my eyes be flowing with tears while I'm chanting Hare Krishna Mahamantra? Gorango bolite habe pulaka sharir. And when will I feel transcendental shivering in my body while chanting the holy name Goranga? Would you like to join us in here, Prabhu? We have much space. See, we're feeling lonely in here without you. Please join us. Give him a nice cushion. Yeah. So, this is the mood. The devotee wants to feel transcendental loving symptoms for Krishna. He's hankering. When will that day come? When I feel, when I feel this wonderful transcendental happiness. Lord Chaitanya has also prayed in the same way. That when will my eyes become decorated with tears of love while chanting your holy name? So this mood of hankering, this is very much the Vaishnava mood. Bhaktivinoda Thakur is also sung in this way. Kabe habe bolo se dinamar Aparara guchi Shuddha name ruchi Kripa bole habe hridaye sanchar Kabe habe bolo se dinamar. He is praying, when my offenses ceasing, taste for the name increasing. When, oh when, within my heart will your mercy shine? When, oh when, will that day be mine? This theme of hankering goes through all the Vaishnava songs. You'll see everywhere, hankering, hankering, hankering. And now Naradam continues hankering in the next verse. He says, Arkave nitai chander koruna hoibe sangsara bhashanamor kabe tucha habe. He's saying, when will that day come when I will receive the mercy of Lord Nityananda? Sangsara bhashanamor kabe tucha habe. When will my desire for material enjoyment become reduced to nil? That word tucha, it means insignificant, practically nothing. That same word tucha is there in Bhagavatam. Yan maitinadi grihamedi sukham hi tucham. Which means that pleasure of the materialistic person, that sexual pleasure, it is insignificant pleasure. So Naratam is praying, when will my desire for material enjoyment become completely reduced to practically nothing? In this connection, his divine grace Srila Prabhupada states, spiritual advancement is possible when one is convinced that this material world and material happiness is of no value. We have to be convinced that this material world cannot give us any real bliss. Why does Prabhupada have to tell us this? Do you have any idea why Prabhupada has to tell us that we have to come to this realization that this material world will not give us any real bliss? The answer is obvious. We still think this material world can give us bliss. We still think we can enjoy this material world. And that's why this song of Naratam Das Thakur is so important. Because he is praying, when will I become convinced that this material world will not give me any more bliss? He is taking our position. He is praying from our position. As from the position of someone who is still materially attached. And he is praying, when will my desires for material enjoyment become insignificant? And then he again repeats the same concept in the next verse. Vishaya chadiya kabe shudahabe mahana kabe ha maherabo shri vrindavana. He's saying that when I get free from these desires for material enjoyment, then I will be able, actually able to see what is Vrindavan. Vrindavan is a very special place. Of course, it is there in India, the holy land of Vrindavan. Do not think you can enter Vrindavan simply by purchasing a ticket on the airline. And then taking a taxi cab from Delhi up to Vrindavan. You can only enter Vrindavan through the mercy of the spiritual master. The spiritual master is the revealer of the Dham to the disciple. That means without a guru you can't really enter Vrindavan. The spiritual master is the key that allows you to enter into Vrindavan. Because the spiritual master teaches you how to come to the platform of spiritual enjoyment. So that you can automatically become free from material enjoyment. So Narottam Das is understanding perfectly well here. Actually, he's enlightening us very clearly and carefully. What is the proper understanding? That we have to become free from all material enjoyment. And then we can actually see the nature of Vrindavan. Then we can actually enter into Vrindavan. So, do you think that you need to fly to India to enter into Vrindavan? What do you think? Somebody besides Madhaj. She already knows. Do you think you need to buy a ticket to enter Vrindavan? Or do you think Vrindavan is there within your heart? The fact is that by pure bhakti, you can enter into Vrindavan right now. Because Vrindavan is within your heart also. The pastimes of Krishna and Radha and the gopis and the gopas are all happening in your heart right now. Srila Prabhupada explains how there is one can turn on the mystic television within the heart. And see the pastimes of the Lord going on there. So simply one has to become free from all material desires. And then that actual Vrindavan can be entered into within the heart. And then again, he further speaks of Vrindavan. He was saying to go to that Vrindavan.